It's early on a cold and windy Saturday morning. Despite this, the Rocket Bakery is bustling with activity. At the very back of the cafe is a stoutly built Middle Eastern man with a beard down to his chest. He sits alone at a table with a sign that reads simply, "Immigrant." The immigrant in question is Hosan High, founder of Project Kindness.
So Project Kindness, it's basically just a community organization with the purpose is to get regular people to be more engaged in building a better community, to people to step up, volunteer, understand that they can make a difference, and just really promoting good things within the community.
Meet an Immigrant is an event that offers Newfoundlanders an opportunity to speak with individuals from different cultures. The aim is to foster understanding and fight some of the ignorance that High says leads to fear.
If you cut through a lot of the vitriol and the sort of the really, what seems like hateful comments, the underlying theme is usually fear and ignorance. And in, I think particularly in Newfoundland, where historically we haven't had the opportunity to meet a lot of people with different backgrounds, and diversity can be scary at first, because change is scary. You hear about world events going on, and then someone who looks like someone who, you know, like did a bad thing in halfway across the world, you get afraid of what's going to change here.
High says humans tend to fear change instead of seeing it as something positive. He hopes that conversations like the one we're having will start to change all that.
Most people come here not with the intent of bringing their country with them, but they hold on to what they know, and then they're moving into an unknown. Imagine going to a party with complete strangers. How uncomfortable that is. Now imagine those strangers speak a different language, and then they eat food that's foreign to you, and then they act in ways that you don't really understand, and how you feel in that party. Now, you'll go in, and maybe in the first hour, you can't immediately get comfortable and act and talk and eat and dress like everyone else. But if someone were to maybe reach out to you and make you feel comfortable.
High was only a year old when he arrived in Canada from Pakistan. He says the struggles and anxieties his parents experienced as new Canadians are fairly typical, and that in order for immigrants and Canadians to adjust, they have to get to know each other.
People are inherently good. People don't want to be mean to one another. But when fear and ignorance, when it's left unchecked, it can lead to some bad things. And people tend to, I find, get really polarized and they dig in.
High believes that once people from different cultures get together, they inevitably find they have more similarities than differences. He says we all want the same thing, to be happy, healthy, and free from harm. Certainly an optimistic outlook. But in such polarizing times, a little idealism can go a long way. Stephen Miller, reporting for Kicker News.